Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Step right up, boys, girls, children of all ages, men and women of all ages, everyone of all ages. It is 10 p.m. Sunday night, which means, obviously, it's time to tune in to the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. With you, as always, Mao, and by special request, everyone's been begging, nagging, saying, when's he coming back? Who's with me tonight?
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, baby. Yes, and Dr. Morbius is straight off his 17 millionth hour of straight podcasting.
I'm doing the Guinness thing.
Yeah, he's going for a Guinness Book of World Records.
And I'm drinking Guinness, too, also. Right.
So he's drunk, which is always better. We do numerous podcasts. We have many podcasts out there, and it's been a real marathon this weekend, and this is the... I almost like kicked the dog when he was down, saying, do you want to just do this one? And he said, okay.
I'm a trooper.
He is a trooper. So you should all be saying, thank you, Dr. Morbius, for giving your soul and your heart to this wonderful podcast world. We did Saturday morning. We taped two bunch of dorks in a row. We did our 300th show celebration. So that means there's 300 bunch of dorks shows out there. I'll give you the address for that later. Yeah. Of which Dr. Morbius showed up and helped out, helped toe the line. Then he went to sleep, woke up. Oh, no, he left there up to Georgia and did three podcasts about comic books. Now, what's the name of that one?
Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast.
The Comic Book Podcast with No Direction. So he talked for the rest of the day about comic books on air. Then he went home, watched one of the movies, went to sleep, woke up, watched a second movie for our B-movie podcast called Slow Road to Go-Go.
And here I am.
And here he is, our number 28 million in a row podcasting.
It's a marathon.
It's a miracle is what it is. It's a Christmas miracle, everyone.
It's like those people that run 26 miles where I'm doing like 26 podcasts.
Wow. Amazing. Who knew one man...
Could have so much endurance.
Could talk that much into a microphone. Yeah. I think I could do it, but I don't have that intestinal fortitude.
Hey, you never know until you try, right?
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Exactly. That
wow,
too.
Wow, wow, shotgun!
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
We just watched a movie for the other podcast. It was 80s-rific. It was all 80s, like, and it had that crappy metal corporate rocker.
Corporate
crap
80s.
Rock. Yeah, like...
drums.
Wow, wow, wow.
And no actors you've ever heard of. So you know,
Eddie Van Heflin.
Eddie Van Heflin was a guitar player.
Eddie Van Heflin was the guy.
Yeah.
Licking the strings, making them riffs. Wow, wow.
And I think John Donham was the drummer. I'm not sure, though.
John Jenry Donham.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Well, like I said, when there's nobody of note in the movie, you never know what you're getting into, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
No, it was a fun time with Hadboyle.
It was enjoyable.
Let's go into... We're going to do... Well, you're here for music. I mean, I know you like hearing our melodic voices, but let's play some indie music, and we'll be right back.
Get this to Johnny on the grapevine. Berman's going to kill Johnny's brother at the Savoy Theater tomorrow night. Got it?
Got it. Berman's going to kill Johnny's brother at the Savoy Theater. Pass it on.
Berman's going to kill Johnny's brother at the Savoy Theater tonight. Pass it on.
Berman's going to kill Johnny's mother at the Savoy Theater tonight. Pass it on.
Berman's mother's going to kill Johnny at the Savoy Theater. Pass it on.
Berman's going to kill my mother at the Savoy Theater. Pass it on.
Virgin message through the grapevine, Johnny.
Yeah? What is it?
Johnny and the mothers are playing something at the Savoy in Vermont tonight.
Berman's gonna kill my brother at the Savoy Theater tonight.
I didn't say that.
No, but I know this grapevine.
Oh, thank you, Sarah, for your courage through the dark years. I can't help you with what you must soon face except to say that the future is not set. You must be stronger than you imagine you can be. You must survive or I will never exist. That's all.
All right, that was a band I met in Korea called Midnight Smoke and Drive. Really had a great time. I saw them, I think, 3 times when I was in Korea for a year. One time, had some beers with them. Fun time. I played for you Triple S and Moonrise Blues. Triple S, I believe, refers to three single... like a Stratocaster has the three single pickups.
Oh, really?
Pickups.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Triple
I didn't
S.
know that. So you actually met these people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know them. They're cool. Yeah, they're very cool guys. Broken English and all. A couple beers always, you know, smooths everything out when you're sharing a few pictures and having a great time. It doesn't matter what
it's
country you're from.
It's the universal language.
Universal language of let's have a beer and laugh and have a great time. And it was fun time was had by all. I miss them quite a bit. Oh. But that was Midnight Smoke and Drive.
He drives the most expensive car because second best never enters his mind. He'll bet $100,000 on the turn of a card because he don't believe in losing. And he's about to take on a small army with TNT. He means, tain't nothing to it. There's only one stud who could rip off New York, ruin Rome, and stay alive to run a number in Africa. That Superfly dude is back, black and beautiful. He's twice as cool, twice as sly, twice as deadly in Superfly TNT.
I'm Superfly.
Ron O'Neill is Superfly TNT, a 6-year production from Paramount Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent.
And we're back. Boy, I was talking about some of the... we were mentioning songs we like or stuff that we like, and I had said a couple examples that don't quite fit my lexicon. You know, like I'm mostly like punk and rockabilly and weirdness and stuff. And I said, I was talking about like saying I like ELO, Don't Bring Me Down.
Yeah, right.
And Hot-Blooded, and then Jukebox Hero. I actually Foreigner. Like quite a bit of Foreigner, believe it or not. You know, and it's... And I had said, oh, well, they were on the jukebox, and when I was a kid, I was on a bowling league, so it was always playing, and you just kind of, like, get that thing going, you know? Like, you stuff from your youth, you like it,
yeah,
you know?
You
and
remember
you admit,
it. You remember it. Yeah, the same thing. And the jukebox would always have the memorable song that would get played all the time, ad nauseum.
Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Oh, yeah.
My pop always used to listen to, like, Fifth Dimension, Mamas and the Papas, Jim Croce, Deep Purple.
There was this jukebox at this bowling alley we used to go where they had like Steely Dan, the song FM. But every time anybody played the song FM, they would get the B-side, which was the instrumental version. So every time we'd go there, we'd hear the beginning of the song and go, here's the instrumental. Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're like, dude, can someone turn this over?
Flip, you know? The 45 over.
Turn it over. Save us, please. And they're like, nah, we're not going to have any of that. Some surly guy who's spraying that crap into the shoes like, I don't do that. I don't have the keys. You know, like, you know.
Yeah, that whole thing with the shoe spraying.
That scares me.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't know who's stepped in those shoes before, what they have.
I forget who I was with or who did it. I wish I could remember it. They didn't have socks, and they just went in without socks.
That's disgusting.
And I was like, oh, my God, you just have foot cancer now or something.
That's disgusting.
You got to cut your feet off. Like, now you have to get a double amputation for your feet because you stuck them into those bowling shoes. You're like, oh.
Hey, but not if you're Superfly TNT.
That's right, baby. Taint nothing.
To it.
To it. Boom. Here's some music. We'll stop talking like that now. Please, we will. I promise. Maybe not, though. Taint nothing.
To it. Boom.
Son, a woman is a lot like a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman. So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me want a wretch.
We'll be right back. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, that was The Ghastly Ones from 1998's A Haunting We Will Go. I played three of my favorites, which of course are Hall and Hearse, Lonesome Undertaker, and Mysterion. And I always play Mysterion every time I play The Ghastly Ones because I love the Mysterions.
That's a great movie.
One of my favorites.
One of the best Toho movies they ever did. Yeah.
I tell you, you know, some of these movies that we watch and watch and watch, they're not the best, but that doesn't matter to me.
As long as they're entertaining.
I love the Mysterions.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Just
yeah.
Crazy. There's parts that are like, what am I watching here?
Yeah, Japan is very strange. You know, they're trying to do the American thing, but man, their take on it is gloriously whacked out.
Yeah, what was that one where there was like that? You'll know the name of it. I can't remember the name of it. It was like a Japanese spy movie, and he drove a dune buggy.
Oh, dude, I can't remember.
He looked like Elvis, kinda.
I can't remember.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know the movie you're talking about.
Oh, my God. I love that movie. I wish I could remember
it. If anybody out there knows what it is, yes. Let us know, because I forgot.
Yeah, and he's like, because I think it's even done on Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, is it really?
Okay. I think so.
We'll look it up.
Because there's like a robot that he's building that like the bad guy's trying to get. It's like an underwater thing.
Oh,
man.
Oh, you're talking about the Sonny Chiba thing?
Was it Sonny Chiba?
Oh, okay. Well,
this is entertaining radio, let me tell you.
Yes, yes.
Well,
this is informative radio for you.
If you're looking for awesome Japanese movies, they're all awesome.
We will have answers.
All right. Boy, I started the horrible undertaking of clearing some of the flotsam and jetsam out of my record collection.
You mean those things called albums?
Yes. In olden days, there was this vinyl press stuff that was called an album, vinyl record, as it were.
Very interesting.
Yes. Well, I have thousands of them, and every now and then, the collection bulges at the sides a little bit, and just like a harsh diet, you have to trim the fat, and I'm going through letter by letter. I'm up to E. Ugh. And you pull it all out because, like, I gotta make room for stuff, and the stuff I'm getting rid of won't be missed, you know.
Some of it.
No, not by me, but and then luckily,
I'll take a couple.
Dr. Morbius is going through and saying, "Not this one. You're not getting rid of it." I'm like, "Good. I don't want it because you know I'm gonna get nothing for him."
Yeah.
But it's just like that thing where you're like, I'm never gonna play it, so I have to make room for the records that mean something and I play, you know.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
And that's fine, but it's a tedious process.
Especially when you got thousands of records to go through.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was hundreds, maybe, you know, but thousands is a little...
Because there's overflow in the garage.
Oh, is there more in the garage, too?
That hasn't gotten into the collection.
Oh,
that has to get into the collection. Like, most of the stuff in the garage is, like...
Similar quality?
No, the good stuff. Like, the stuff that I've been buying, the new stuff, the stuff that people have given me that I went through and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll take this nice chunk of AC/DC or this nice chunk of... So you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, because I know some of the quote-unquote record stores won't pay anything for this stuff.
No.
Because some of them don't sell it for much. Some of them sell them for ungodly amounts of money, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah. The weirdest thing, and...
collecting.
Maybe, let's not even get...
Let's not turn down
the dark collecting road.
Okay.
The resurgence of vinyl is very interesting to me in that it's not a resurgence in
gimmick.
That... It's a kind of a gimmick. I read a lot of articles recently that, yes, it is resurging. Yes, they are making them.
They're selling,
and that's great. But they're more expensive. And I'm like, well, this is just a cash grab. It's not, like, I was looking, like yesterday, I'm looking through, and I hit the section of Black Sabbath. And I was like, I love Black Sabbath. I have most of it. But I have most of it I paid like a quarter or a dime and stuff like that. And like, cause I go through all these thrift stores, I go through all those junk piles and I keep searching and whittling away, getting this stuff. And I just flip through and they're like 22, 28, 35, 22. And I'm like, wait, Black Sabbath, the first couple Black Sabbaths, although they are awesomely good, they're not worth $35.
No, I'm missing their common records. There are millions of them.
There are millions of them, you know. And then you're like, well, it's 180 grain vinyl. I don't give a shit about the vinyl.
Oh, you're talking about the new ones, not the old ones.
Yeah, they just reissue stuff and then they just crank up the
dollar. Oh, I thought you were talking about the old ones, because the old ones, there was millions of them printed, so I can't see why they would go up in value that much unless it was like a, import or something.
Well, they
like
sell
that.
Them, you know, they still sell them for $7 to $8.
Yeah, okay, that's reasonable.
You know, and that's, I guess, I lived by a whole rule of I won't pay more than a buck for a used album. I broke that rule on numerous occasions.
If something's really important.
If it's important, or if you're holding a mint condition white album. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I get it.
A German pressing of a white album.
We got a German pressing.
I know, I saw it. That's why I was mentioning it. Yeah.
So, but that I did pay a buck for.
Yeah.
Good for me.
And I'm sure the store was probably like, oops.
They were oops. And then by that point, I'd already got it. And they're like,
I don't mean Jenny oops either.
Yes, Ginny oops. Awesome. Oops. Nice.
Yeah, a little.
Boy, I'm working my tail off to get this new band signed. And, oh.
I didn't know that.
Well, no, that one, the Stompin' Riff Raffs.
Oh, yeah.
Working my tail off. I'm courting them heavily, hoping that they're going to say, yes, please use our music.
Okay, all right.
Oh, come on, guys. Get on the board. Get on the trolley already, you know.
Yeah, well.
Sometimes, and I like them, so I'm working hard. All right, let's go to some music, and we'll be right back.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Your best friend. Okay. Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
American International presents The Land That Time Forgot, an astounding motion picture based on the book by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Travel through an underwater passage and discover an awesome prehistoric world. Fight for your life against the terrifying creatures of a lost continent. It's action, danger, and adventure on an epic scale. The Land That Time Forgot. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
All right, and obviously, since Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown made slight mention of Jenny Oops, that's who I had to play, because once I think of Jenny Oops, I have to play Jenny Oops. I played for you Hey You and Minx, so check them out.
Not only that, but I believe that my next selection for Slow Robot A Go-Go, our podcast, will be The Land That Time Forgot. I'm not sure if that's the one that I brought along with me, but it might be. Edgar Rice Burroughs.
It's like somebody says plate or shrimp or plate of shrimp. All right, and before we get rolling too deeply into our discussion of whatever we're going to talk about, I want to make sure that you know how to get the Radio St. Pete on the go. Go to your whatever phone or iPad or iPod or whatever you're using, go to the App Store and just search out Radio St. Pete. You're going to find the app so you can take us on the go, and you can show off to all your friends about how you listen to the Indie Circuit. And while I'm doing my personal shilling as well, you can also go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find all the podcasts we do. There's like 1.5 million of them. You know how we just celebrated our 50th show on the Indie Circuit? Well, all the other shows have been cranking along. We're at 153 now Slow Robot A Go-Go. The middle one, I don't know what you...
Two-dimension comic book podcast, we're like up to 113.
113, and then, of course, I had made mention 300th show for Bunch of Dorks. Yeah. Bunch of Dorks is a lot like the Indie Circuit, except we curse and use dirty music. Nasty music. So go check that
dirty
out.
Music.
Bunchofdorks.com is your one-stop shop. If you are sitting in a cube farm somewhere watching the life drain out of your soul, well, click on that link and just listen to all of them. You have the time. What else do we got going on? There's one more.
We've got our video project, the Creature Feature, with our good friends Doc and Clown.
A video project? You mean for your eyes?
Yes, for your eyes and ears and all senses on YouTube. YouTube.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
So go to YouTube and type in the search bar Creature Feature with Doc and Clown. I'll wait till you get a pencil. Waiting for it. YouTube Creature Feature with Doc and Clown. Enter, and then boom, awesomeness. Old style Creature Feature,
all free entertainment courtesy of Clown Shoes Enterprises and Morbius. Clown Shoes Productions and Morbius Enterprises.
There you go, man. We hit all of them.
All of them.
So yes, enough of the personal shilling now.
Yes.
Quick question for you. What does it mean? Like I was at punk concerts already where people, whenever they started doing some kind of guitar solo or something, somebody would yell out, "Oh, Freebird!" What is that meaning? What's the meaning behind that?
Freebird means that wonderful song by Lynyrd Skynyrd, which was played about 9 million times on the radio every day on FM, along with followed by Led Zeppelin,
"Stairway to Heaven,"
and then of course for an extra treat, the entire 20-minute "And I Gotta Da Vida."
So why? What does that mean when somebody yells that out, though?
Freebird, I think it's a joke.
I think they're
mocking the band, like going, "Play Freebird, man."
That's how
I would have done it.
That's what I thought, and I was just getting clarification on air, because why wouldn't I?
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't you get clarification on air?
Let's go to our last music break. We'll be right back.
Oh, and remember, next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
Mock. Yeah. Ing. Yeah. Bird. Yeah. 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 Mockingbird. Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Who needs a radio? All right, that was 8-Bit Weapon. I played Apple Corps 2, Intergalactic Invasion, or Galactic Invasion, sorry, and Fallout in the Wasteland demo version. That's the end of the show for this week. We have to hurry up. My name's Mal, and thank you very much for spending time with us, Dr. Morbius.
You're welcome.
He's continuing on in his Guinness Book of World Wreckian.
Yes. I'm going to keep going. I can't stop. Keep the microphone going.
He's just
going
to take my Zoom now and just talk into it as he's going to his car and just keep
I'm going to get my Walkman. What, are you kidding me? And
nice.
Record it.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We will see you again next week. Maybe I'll strong arm Dr. Morbius into being next week as well. See you next week, everyone.